Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, can numerology make you rich and happy? What is the truth about numerology? I found out years ago that this old theater in Utah was being torn down. It had been around since the 1950s, and somebody got a hold of all of these big, giant, like black plastic letters and numbers that were used on the marquee. And so I bought all of the sevens from that person. And if you walk into my house, you will find in my living room, I have three big sevens mounted on the wall. Seven, seven, seven. Now, obviously, I live here in Las Vegas, so that is considered lucky because traditionally that is often a jackpot when you get 777. And in fact, you know, when the slot machine was invented in the late 1800s by a man named Charles Fay in San Francisco, California, he only had five symbols: horseshoes, diamonds, spades, hearts, and a Liberty Bell. I don't know who the first person was to put 7 on a slot machine and to determine that 777 would be often a jackpot. I haven't been able to figure that out. Maybe you can find it, but I can see why. And that's because the number 7 has always been considered, always holy, sacred for a number of reasons. And then also the number 3 is considered sacred among Christians because of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, 3 sevens has often been considered lucky here in America. But why is 7 considered kind of universally lucky and sacred? Well, obviously, going back to the Bible, it's said that God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the 7th. But if you just start looking in at science, I mean, there are 7 colors in a rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. There are 7 continents. In fact, the neutral pH balance is 7. Less than 7 is acidic. Greater than 7 is basic. There are 7 notes in the diatonic scale of Western music: do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. 7 notes. We always talk about the 7 wonders of the ancient world. This is kind of weird and random. 7 is the number of spots most commonly found on ladybugs. It's the atomic number for nitrogen, which is crucial to our life here on Earth. And, you know, in psychology, especially here in the Western culture, 7 is consistently listed as people's favorite number. And magicians know this. When you ask somebody to guess a number between 1 and 10, the number 7 is the most likely to be picked. So keep that in mind if you want to freak somebody out with your mentalism skills. The list goes on. One thing that I find especially intriguing, though, since, you know, we're talking about mystical stuff, some of you probably have heard of a man named John Dee, and he lived in the 1500s, early 1600s. He was an English mathematician, astronomer, teacher, astrologer, occultist, alchemist. He was a wizard. And as a matter of fact, most people believe that Merlin, the wizard, was based on the life of John Dee. And I could do a whole show about the life of John Dee. But he also worked as a spy for Queen Elizabeth I. He advised her. He was very trusted. And from what I understand, when he would go out and he would use all of his esteem to enter these various circles throughout, you know, Europe and get information and send her private notes back, he would label the envelope, the package, if you will, with a symbol. He would put 2 circles, which represented eyes, and that meant for your eyes only. And then for good luck, he would always put a 7 at the end because he believed that that was going to be fortunate. Anytime you could incorporate 7, you should do it. And that is where 007 comes from. So again, the list is pretty insane. If you look at cultures all around the world and you start to realize just how fortunate they think 7 is, or just how important it is. And then, of course, you may have also heard that something like the number 8 represents great abundance, because 8 is really just an infinite loop. In fact, you know, in photography, if you have a sideways 8, that represents infinity. And the idea of abundance is that you have a never-ending supply of good things coming to you, but you have to also feed it and you have to give back. You must give to receive. And so 8 becomes infinite abundance. And I, for years, I've carried a number 8 in my wallet. And if you have never done that before, give it a shot. Just write the number 8 down on a piece of paper and put it in your wallet. And I can tell you that since I have done that, and I probably first did this 20 years ago, that wallet has never been empty. So What I'm talking about here is the idea that there is some great significance to numbers and the things that they represent about real life, and that maybe we can sort of tap into that and learn from it. You know, why is it that some people see 11-11 all the time? Well, I'm going to get into that in a minute. Because if we start using numbers as a tool to improve our lives, it might simplify this process, taking something that seems big and vague and abstract and giving you something to work with, the same way that scientists, they take these big abstract concepts and they reduce them down. E equals MC squared. Now, granted, those are letters, but it's the same concept of using symbols to reduce something gigantic down, even though there is a two in the squared part. This is called numerology. And if we just look up the Wikipedia definition of numerology, it says it is the belief in an occult, divine, or mystical relationship between a number and one or more coinciding events. It is also the study of the numerical value of the letters and words and names. So as usual, Wikipedia really sort of kind of downplays this sort of, it's an occult mystical thing. But if you actually look at it from the point of view that I've been talking about, how certain numbers are very prominent, like this number 7 being associated with the colors of the spectrum and the notes on the scale. And we even have, you know, we divide our weeks into 7. Why do we do that? It's more than some kind of a mystical occult thing. It's a way of actually kind of labeling these forces around us because they have some kind of a physical trait or characteristic that we find intriguing. I have this book in my hands. It's called 1111, The Time Prompt Phenomenon, Mysterious Signs, Sequences, and Synchronicities, written by two great authors, Marie D. Jones and Larry Flaxman. And when I decided to do this show about numerology, I said, you know what? I'm going to get that book. I'd read it before, but I'd moved since then. I couldn't find my copy, so I bought the copy of it again. And I opened this book up to start doing some research. And the first thing I saw when I opened it was my name. Turns out that when this book was published over 5 years ago, I actually had written a blurb about this. I got an advanced copy and they sent me an advanced copy and I had this blurb that I wrote and it's published here in the book. And it says, see 1111 all the time. How about 333 or 444? This book covers the mysterious world of numbers and what they might be trying to tell us individually and collectively. Okay, time for a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can take your birthday and turn it into something that will tell you, give you some insight about yourself, or you can learn about things that you may not know about somebody that you love and you care about. Oh, there's so much to cover. Hey, you know what? There are many different ways to tap into the mystery and the magic of this universe. And if you don't know where to start, hey, look, it doesn't cost you a penny. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see in the Slimer green letters, it says something like click here for Joshua's free e-newsletter. Takes you 2 seconds. Sign up for that free e-newsletter. When you hit submit, well, then I will have an automated email sent directly to you with some links to some free digital online gifts that will help you pick and choose various ways to start making your life more magical and to improve everything for yourself and others, to manifest what you want. Just go sign up right now at joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P when you type that in. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. and I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zume! You know, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. I think that plays a role in this topic because all we're doing with numbers is trying to represent these frequencies and vibrations. You know, going back real quick to Lucky 777. As I was researching for this show, it turns out I read here, because 777 is considered lucky, banknotes with a serial number containing 777 tend to be valued by collectors and numismatists, and the U.S. Mint and Bureau of Engraving and Printing sells uncirculated 777 $1 bills for that reason. I thought, what? The government doesn't have enough money. They're printing money and then selling you the money at a higher rate. Sure enough, I'm looking at the Mint's website right now, the U.S. Mint website, and it says that you can buy a lucky, it literally says $1 lucky 777 note, lucky money. And the Mint will sell you one of these dollars for $5.95. And I was going to buy one, but then it says it's expected to be available in the summer or fall of this year, 2024. So it's not out yet. But you know me, I'm impatient. I was like, I want one now. So so I went to eBay and I found one there and I bought it for $20. That's how much of a sucker I am. I bought a $1 bill for $20. But that's going in my wallet, and I'm going to try my best not to spend it accidentally. Hey, before I get back to 11:11, I want to go ahead and give you a heads up on something that we're going to do a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk about your birthday, and I want to give you an opportunity to think about this and maybe, you know, start writing some stuff down, taking some notes. I want you to figure out what your birthday number is and what the birthday number is of somebody that you care about. So here's how you do that. Like, my birthday is October 25th. It doesn't matter what the month is. All that matters is the day, the 25th. That's 2 and 5. So I add 2 and 5 together, and my number, therefore, is 7. That's my birthday number. My wife, Lauren, was born on September 24th. So I take the 24th, add 2 plus 4. Her number is 6. So go ahead and start working on that. Figure out what your number is if you just add those two together. And then do the same thing for anybody that, like I say, that you're interested in, because in a minute I'm going to tell you what the number means for that person, supposedly. Okay? All right. Back to this book, the 11:11, The Time Prompt Phenomenon. I just want to read you some short passages. It says here, there are those who see 11:11, 2:22, 3:33, you know, like times, and so on. 12:12, 12:34, which would be 1, 2, 3, 4. And possibly the most popular and oft reported number sequence, 11:11. If we did pay attention to our math teachers, we would have heard them say that numbers and number ratios are the language of our universe, and that if we were to someday be visited by some extraterrestrial civilization, they likely would not speak to us in English or Chinese or Dutch, but in the one language that is truly recognizable, no matter what planet you come from, numbers. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? And then let's go to that 11:11. Most people talk about it, and I'm one of those people. I see it a lot. I know it might be that phenomenon, like when you buy a new car, you start seeing that car everywhere because you just didn't pay attention to it until you owned it. I mean, I know that that kind of a phenomenon exists, and that's what all the debunkers would say. But regardless, look, here's what this book says, by Marie D. Jones and Larry Flaxman. Why 11:11? 11:11 is pure, symmetrical, and pretty to look at. The number one often refers to God, source, and creation. Well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? One represents unity, one cohesive universe and God. Numerologists claim the number 11 itself points to spirituality, revelation, enlightenment, idealism, and intuition. So maybe that is why this particular sequence has a more profound effect on us than 12:12 or, you know, 5:55 or whatever. And Then they go on to talk about how that this number 1111 may be even more important, because it says, aside from the mathematical importance, our spirits and minds resonate with the number one, whether alone or doubled as an 11, or symmetrical as an 1111 in a much different way. On a symbolic level, we feel it is a connection to a higher power or source, a God source, if you will. We sense it has importance as a foundational building block to human life and even consciousness. We claim to feel a sense of resonance with the frequency the number sequence gives off, based on our already scientific understanding of how important the number one is, but added to our understanding that there is another side to our existence that goes beyond the mere physical. Maybe it gives us a sense of balance in our world. And basically, I think what I can say is that the gist of this 1111 thing may be that, and this is partly my opinion here, it may be that it's an acknowledgement from the divine, from the source, from the universe, that you're taken care of. Everything's going to be okay. You're not alone. Don't lose faith. No matter how bad things may seem, this too will pass. I mean, that kind of thing. It's a reassurance. It's a way of the universe speaking to you. Yes, it would be great if a bright, glorious angel would appear surrounded by radiant light and speak, you know, English to you. And I say that because I'm speaking English. But maybe it's more realistic, and it's more common for the universe to speak to you through expressing these number patterns, as you know, is sort of being suggested here in this book. And so, since I definitely don't have some kind of a big background in numerology, so I decided I would buy this other book called A Beginner's Guide to Numerology. And it says, decode relationships, maximize opportunities, discover your destiny. This is by Joy Woodward. And by the way, when I talk about books, like I'm not making money off of these. I'm not endorsing these books. I'm just telling you what I've been reading and, you know, and giving you some information that you might find intriguing. So Joy Woodward, she's written a lot of stuff. I did look her up, and she has a really impressive resume. And she says that numerology helps you tap into your highest potential. It guides you to better understand yourself and those around you, tap into your intuition, make smarter choices, maximize your potential on certain days and in certain years, understand compatibility with friends and romantic partners, take advantage of auspicious timing, and decide when to act and when to wait. Numerology will lead you to uncover your talents and gifts, understand the cycles of your life, spot karmic lessons, etc. Okay, so she's saying, but she also says, numerology is not a crystal ball. Remember that it predicts potential. The rest is up to you. Numerology depends on the high and low vibrations of the numbers involved, and its rewards are directly correlated to your efforts. It will not help you win the lottery, although many people choose their lucky numbers based on birthdays and significant dates. It will not predict the time or date of your death. But here's the thing that I thought would be kind of cool to bring up here on a podcast as an example to see if this seems like there's some reality here, if there's anything to it. Your birthday number. So I told you already what you do. You take the day you were born, and you add the two numbers together, and that's going to give you a birthday number. So for me, I was born on the 25th. That's 2 and 5. 2 plus 5 equals 7. 7 is my birthday number. So in a minute, I'm going to read down a list of the numbers, and there aren't that many, so don't worry. and tell you what each number means. And you might think like, well, that sounds boring, because I don't want to listen to everybody else's number. But that's why you need to think about your friends, and you can listen to what it says about them and see if that sounds accurate. But there is a caveat to this. There is an exception. I'm up on a break. When I come back, I will tell you that there are three different numbers here that do not apply. Well, let me put it this way. The rule that I just gave you does not apply to these three numbers. They're called master numbers. I know this is some weird stuff, but when I come back, I might tell you something profound about yourself or someone that you know, and you might say, whoa, this numerology stuff really can be put into practice. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
She's breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. When you're calculating your birthday number, if you were born on a single-digit day, you know, like let's say you were born... Like, my sister was born on November the 5th. Well, then, you don't have to do any math. That means 5 is your number. You know, if you were born on March the 1st, that means 1 is your number. But if you have 2 digits, like I do, the 25th, you add them together to get 7. That's how you get your birthday number. And she says here... And this is, again, from Joy Woodward, her book called A Beginner's Guide to Numerology. She says, in numerology, we work with the belief that your soul chose the day you were born, giving you the gifts, tools, and lessons you need to fulfill your destiny. The significance of your birthday number cannot be overstated. This number provides you with information about who you are, your talents, and your higher purpose. Your birthday number comes with a gift or a special talent that has a big impact on your life. Now, I've been telling you how to get your birthday number, but she goes, oh, by the way, there are some numbers that are exceptions. If your birthday happens to be on the 11th or the 22nd or the 29th, then you don't do any of this math stuff because those are called master numbers and they remain potent just the way they are. So forget everything I told you if you happen to be on the 11th, 22nd, or 29th. She says master numbers are a blessing and a burden. Those born with master numbers are given extra gifts and talents, which come with harder lessons and bigger expectations. The obstacles you must overcome are greater than those with birthday numbers of 1 through 9. For all of the opportunities and possible potential, there is an equal perspective for deceit, duality, and pure evil. History is filled with examples of both, from presidents and dictators to famous missionaries and certified supervillains. Good Lord. So she says, from a compatibility perspective, two people with master numbers will have an instant understanding of one another on a deep vibrational level. I read that and I thought, well, why are those master numbers? And so I got online and I started looking into it. And turns out, I mean, I couldn't find an explanation for why these are master numbers. But numerologists, I did find this. Numerologists say that another master number here, and this is not surprising, is the number 33. Now, obviously, that's not going to apply to our birthdays here because you're not going to have a 33 and a birthday. But just as a side note, let me say 33 is a very special number. It's according to the Newtonian or the Newton scale. It's the temperature at which water boils. A normal human spine has, on average, 33 vertebra. Jesus supposedly was crucified when he was 33 years old. Of course, if you are familiar with Scottish Rite Masonry, that's an appendant body. The highest degree, the honorary degree in Scottish Rite is the 33rd degree. So that's also a power number, but that will apply to, you know, other stuff than we're talking about. Okay. All right. So let's go through this. It's a pretty short description of each number. So I'm assuming by now you have your birthday number. Here we go. If your number is 1, And I guess that means you just have to be born on the first. You are independent, competitive, and a natural leader. Full of original ideas, you like to stand out. You take initiative and are able to get people excited. You can also be stubborn, selfish, and moody. Your great lesson is to learn about boundaries, sharing, and teamwork. All right. Birthday. If your birthday number is 2, kind, patient, sensitive, and highly intuitive. You do better in a couple than alone. You are a team player, considerate, and supportive. You do not crave the spotlight. Your lesson is to learn how to stand up for yourself. If your birthday number is 3, you are friendly and energetic, and your creativity has no limits. You are very social, joyous, and the life of the party. Your lesson is to learn to manage your emotions and to stop seeking instant gratification. Number 4, you are practical, reliable, hardworking, honest, and fair. You are organized and prompt. You like to have a plan and always want to know what to expect. Your lesson is to learn to release control. And it says there's also a little section here in this book about karmic debt and procrastination, but I won't get into that. If your number is 5, it says a sense of adventure is your calling card and boredom is your Achilles heel. Life needs to stay interesting, or you check out and move on. You are resourceful, you embrace change, and you can be impulsive. Your lesson is to learn to take responsibility. Birthday number 6, so this is my wife, Lauren. You are responsible and family-oriented. You also love animals. Loyalty, perfectionism, and thoughtfulness are all part of your nature, although you tend to meddle in affairs that are not yours. You will learn the lessons of surviving betrayal and minding your own business. Well, I can tell you right off the bat, they nailed that first part, especially her loving animals and all that. All right, now here's me, number 7. You overanalyze everything, try to find deep meaning in all you do, and are always learning and reading. You love a good conspiracy theory. You are both inquisitive and fiercely private. You need what can seem like an excessive amount of sleep and are curious, bordering on meddlesome. Your lesson is to learn to work with others in a selfless way. Woo! I think they nailed me on that one. Okay, number 8 here. If your number is 8, success is important and attainable for you. You love nice cars, labels, and name brand anything. Your lesson is to find balance between the spiritual and material and to learn patience and loyalty. You don't always have to learn the hard way. And if your birthday number is 9, you are generous, creative, sensitive, tolerant, and open-minded, and take a unique approach to solving problems. You are a humanitarian with a desire to make the world a better place. Be aware of coming across as a know-it-all or condescending. Your lesson is to learn the art of forgiveness and letting go. Now we get to the 3 master numbers, the exceptional things. Okay, you ready? So the same description supposedly applies to the 11th or the 29th. If you were born on the 11th or the 29th, here's the description. Your intuitive gifts are abundant. You are kind and you are a peacekeeper. You are capable of spotting trends and pushing boundaries. You can also be manipulative and capable of extremes. Your lesson is to learn decisiveness and to not give up on your dreams. Okay. And lastly here is the master number 22. If you were born on the 22nd, this is for you. You are a master builder. Many epic firsts have been accomplished by this birthday number. You may be the youngest or first to ever accomplish a major milestone. You think outside the box and have true vision. You are powerful and always have the potential of abusing this power. Your lessons will involve your ego. Well, what do you think about that? If you want to email me and let me know if one of these just nailed you, you know, you can just email me through my website, joshuapwarren.com. You can scroll down there and find my email address. So it's pretty cool, right? And if you go through this book, I mean, she has all kinds of other stuff like that. Like, for example, there's a life path number and, but in the back of the book, she says, here are some things to keep in mind. If you keep seeing a number over and over, if you keep seeing 111, just 111, she says, that means, it represents a beginning and a time for you to take action. 222 represents, that you are in harmony, relationships, cooperation, patience. 333 is communication, creativity, emotions. 444, that's an angel number, she says, divine support from source energy. 555, change, movement, shift, travel. 777, spirit, investigation, expertise, self-care. 1010, like a time, 1010, she says it's the new 1111, represents spiritual awakening. 1111, she says, is a doorway to spiritual enlightenment, enhanced intuition. And if you see 1234, like 1234, like it's 1234 p.m. or 1234 a.m., that means progress and advancement. Cool book. A beginner's guide to numerology, Joy Woodward. There's a lot to be learned in there. But you know what? There is a very creepy and eerie side to numerology as well. You've probably heard of something called the 27 Club. And I'm talking about this, well, sort of informal list of popular musicians, artists, actors, and other celebrities who died at the age of 27. And, you know, I always kind of hesitate to talk about stuff like this because that, I don't want to create some self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't want you to, you know, tomorrow's your 27th birthday and you go, oh my God, what are you saying? Am I going to die next year? No. I live past 27 and I did some pretty crazy stuff. When we come back though, I want to talk to you about that and some other things I find eerie. And then my big summary of what I've concluded so far about this whole thing called numerology. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Started talking about this incident, drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more of The Wizard of Weird starts right now.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and you've probably heard of the infamous 27 Club. All of these famous people, especially musicians, artists, actors, celebrities, they die at the age of 27 for some reason or another. Like, for example, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse. You'd be surprised how long this list is. Why is that? I don't know. I really don't know. It may just have something to do with, you know, getting famous when you're young, and you know, if you just go too hard, you start wearing out sometimes around that point. I don't know. You know, it's funny because I do this podcast, and sometimes people expect me to sit here and explain everything, and I say, look, this is a podcast about what we don't know. I can give opinions sometimes. I can speculate with you, but I wouldn't be talking about something if it weren't a mystery. And so I don't have an explanation, but there are times when it seems like that certain people resonate with other people, even if it's from a different era and they'd never met each other. And that can be a positive resonance or a negative resonance. And I'm sure that you have probably seen at some point in your life all of the uncanny, eerie, unsettling, spooky coincidences between the lives of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. And in this book by Marie D. Jones and Larry Flaxman called 1111, The Time Prompt Phenomenon, they have a section at the back devoted to this. And I thought I knew all of the connections, but they have 4 pages of these connections, and each connection is just, you know, a line or two. Like, for example, okay, Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. Both were concerned with civil rights. Both were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are composed of 15 letters. Lincoln was shot at a theater named Ford. Kennedy was shot in a car called Lincoln, made by Ford. Lincoln was shot in a theater, and his assassin ran and hid in a warehouse. Kennedy was shot from a warehouse, and his assassin ran and hid in the theater. Both Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. A week before Lincoln was shot, he was in Monroe, Maryland. A week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. You could have worded that also differently, but that's... Okay, let's see here. Lincoln's name has seven letters. Kennedy's name has seven letters. That's page one. There is four pages of this. It's absolutely shocking. But you see how the numbers resonate with each other? There are resonant energy patterns. And sometimes people resonate with each other for better or for worse. And we're all resonating with a bigger thing, the universe, for better or for worse. So here's what I think at this point, okay? Here's the best I can do for you in a podcast based upon what I have learned just sort of looking into this topic. You live your whole life around numbers. That's the truth. I mean, let's just start with money. You need some form of money to live. And when you need something, you say, how much? And you get a number. And you give a number of something, whether it's dollars or sheep or diamonds. So, I mean, numbers are more than just numbers. They represent and describe real matter and real energy and real matter-energy relationships. And when matter and energy is designed a certain way, we like it, and good things happen. Musical notes are frequencies. How many times does a note vibrate per second? That's a number. And certain combinations of numbers sound like an unpleasant noise. And other combinations of numbers sound like beautiful music. And that alone is proof that numerology is a valuable study of the meanings in life. So I believe it's true. If you want to look into this, this may be the handle that works for you. Start paying attention to numbers. You might hear the universe speak to you. You might be able to judge things better, and you might be able to use this to improve your life. That's how I feel. And I don't know if this is relevant or not, but I figure I'll bring it up just because, I don't know, it kind of seems like it might fit this topic. So, you know, recently I took a trip, and Lauren and I rented a car. And then when we dropped the car back off at the rental place, I looked over as we were waiting to get all checked out. And in one of the seats in the waiting room there was a single penny. Just a penny sitting in the seat. And, you know, that's kind of unusual, really. I mean, if you often will find, you know, a penny on the ground, it makes sense that a penny would be in a seat. But it also is kind of weird because if a coin is going to fall out of somebody's pocket when they're sitting in a chair, you'd think maybe it'd be a heavier coin. Anyway, look, there was a penny there. And we've all heard the whole find a penny, pick it up and all day long, you'll have good luck. So at first I ignored it. And then I was like, why am I ignoring this thing? I need to go and what do I have to lose? I don't like to carry coins around, but I go over, I pick up this mysterious penny, put it in my pocket. And, I actually looked up, like, what is the origin of that whole belief? Like, find a penny, pick it up, and all day long, it brings good luck. And here's what I've discovered so far just by doing internet research. It says that the origin of that is uncertain, but some suggest that it may have originated in ancient times when metals were deemed precious and discovering a coin was a fortunate event. I go, fine. Well, our rental car place was right across the street from this casino. And yeah, I know if you listen to me, you're like, this guy probably has a gambling problem. You know, he's always talking about gambling. I really don't gamble that much. I gamble very small amounts and then I frequently win large amounts. I mean, it's rare for me to gamble, you know, $100 or more than $100. And I just do that for fun because it's like, okay, here's $100. And okay, here's what happened. We went to the casino right after I got this penny in my pocket. And we really weren't there to gamble. There was this bar that we liked that had, good craft cocktails and some good appetizers. So we sat down at the bar. And I put my $100 bill in there. And they had a keno machine, which is where these balls drop and they hit certain numbers. And so, I bet $5 and the balls dropped. And I think I hit it maybe three times. I maybe bet $15 and I got 7 out of 8 balls and boom. I just won, I think it was over $2,200 and hand pay, you know, where they come out and you got to fill out a tax form and the bartender goes, you just sat down. I swear it's true. So if you find a penny, pick it up, put it in your pocket. I've kept that penny in my pocket. I haven't even looked at the penny again. I wonder what the date on it is. Anyway, look, here we go, guys. End of the show. Let's resonate with something positive. Take a deep breath. Here is the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I used to have so many men. How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.